بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه قال كان رجل من الأنصار لا أعلم أحدا أبعد من المسجد منه وكانت لا تخطئه صلاة، فقيل له لو اشتريت حمارا لتركبه في الظلماء وفي الرمضاء؟ قال ما يسرني أن منزلي إلى جنب المسجد، إني أريد أن يكتب لي من مشاي إلى المسجد ورجوعي إذا رجعت إلى أهلي. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد جمع الله لك ذلك كله. رواه مسلم. أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه narrates, there was a man from the Ansar. He says, I did not know anyone who lived further away from the masjid than this person. In other words, his house was very, very far from the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he never used to miss a single salah. So then somebody told him, why don't you purchase a donkey so that you may ride this donkey in the times of darkness and also in intense heat. It'll become easy for you. You can reach the masjid very quickly and easily. So he replied, he said, مَا يَصُرُّنِي أَنَّ مَنْزِلِ إِلَى جَنْبِ الْمَسْجِدِ. I do not wish that my house must be even next to the masjid. Verily, I desire that my footsteps going to the masjid must be written for me, must be recorded for me, I must get the reward for it. And my returning to my family, all the footsteps I take going to the masjid, proceeding to the masjid and returning home by walking, I want the full sawab, the maximum sawab. So he says, I wish that my footsteps going to the masjid must be written for me and my returning to the family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard about this, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got all that for you. In other words, you're going to the masjid, walking, you're coming back walking, this is going to be written for you, and Allah has got all this for you. So from this hadith again, we understand, and a person like we did previously, each step he takes, one sin is forgiven, and one rank of his is raised in the akhirah. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال خلت البقاع حول المسجد فأراد بنو سلمة أن ينتقلوا قرب المسجد فبلغ ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لهم بلغني أنكم تريدون أن تنتقلوا قرب المسجد قالوا نعم يا رسول الله قد أردنا ذلك قال بني سلمة دياركم تكتب آثاركم دياركم تكتب آثاركم فقالوا ما يسرنا أننا كنا نتحولنا رواه مسلم وروى البخاري معناه من رواية أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه. As Jabir رضي الله عنه says that there was a piece of land that became vacant around the masjid. So there was a tribe Banu Salima and they decided to move closer to the masjid. This news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi Kareem some tells them that this news has reached me that you wish to now relocate, go closer to the masjid, you want to stay now closer to the masjid. They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, we really intended this. Nabi Kareem tells them, O Banu Salimah, remain in your homes, hold on to your homes. Your footsteps coming to the masjid will be recorded for you. Nabi Kareem said this twice, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this twice, Diyarakum tuktab atharukum. Remain in your homes, your footsteps will be recorded. In other words, you're walking right from your house, right till the masjid, all the footsteps you are taking, you are gaining a lot of sawab in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, remain wherever you are staying. Don't relocate. The Sahaba Banu Salima then said, مَا يَسُرُّنَا أَنَّا كُنَّا نَتَحَوَّلْنَا. After hearing this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all our footsteps will be recorded, we get so much of sawab, it did not please us anymore than to relocate and come closer and live closer to the masjid. So here again, we understand that those who reside away from the masjid and they come walking to the masjid, there is great, tremendous reward for them. Every footstep they are taking, they're getting great reward. It's written by the angels, and these people are getting rewarded. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq min amal wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.